She's choreographer to the Stars, entrepreneur, and Los Angeles Lakers family member, Christy Curtis Buss. She's created a unique series of videos entitled All About Christy to share her insights and secrets on many, many, many subjects, all of which she's a tremendous expert in. And by the way, you can find new episodes of her new entertaining and informative video series every Wednesday on her YouTube channel, All About Christy. Christy Curtis Buss, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Those that are listening, we want them to get to know you. So this show, really, I wanted to focus on digging into your background and the mission of your new series, All About Christy. You've had a very colorful life with a lot of fascinating experiences and a lot of different business types of experiences. Give us a sense, if you would, Christy, about how those experiences have led you to the creation of this new series.
Well, that's exactly why I wanted to do it, because my life has been very colorful. And I am originally from the Midwest, St. Louis, and my mom had a dance studio. So I grew up in the dance world, and I was really, really active, helping her really at a young age of teaching. So I was already in front of people, giving them direction. So yeah. With that, I started to advance myself in other activities with dance. And I was teaching at certain places at a time where, believe it or not, disco was really big. And I wasn't of age yet, but I could go into the clubs early and teach the hustle and do all kinds of stuff like that. And then I got to stay at the venue to dance all night. It's because I was already in there. It so happened that, gosh, there was this sign up at this particular place called Michael's Time Machine in St. Louis, and they were having these auditions for something called the All-American Girl. Mm-hmm. And it was based on sports as well as dance. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like really up my alley of everything that I've done growing up and training for. So I ended up auditioning, and it got me to Vegas. And believe it or not, I won the whole thing. And who gets to do that from the Midwest? And from there to TV contracts. I got to do Circus of the Stars. I did People's Choice Awards. And I'm surrounded basically by all these celebrities already for my first thing that I ever did out in California. So colorful is a great word, because I've had some blessed opportunities. From there, I just took it and ran. I never said I wanted to run a dance studio after I was with my mom, because I knew how hard she worked. Mm-hmm. But in the end, what am I doing? What did I do? Because somebody begged me to at least try one class. And from one class, I had one student to 10 students to 50 to 100. And now I have 450 for the last 20 years. I just celebrated my 20th year plus at the Studio Art of Dance.
So, fantastic.
Yeah. As a woman and then a business owner.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Well, what's really fascinating, Christy, about, you know, dance, as you describe sort of how you were in this environment where you were teaching and communicating, and there's this business piece as well, with dance at the core of all of this, it seems like dance encompasses a lot for you as a, you know, at that age, growing and beginning to develop as a communicator, as a teacher, as a business person. Would you say that that's true? The dance was like this kernel, this seed, and from it, all these things blossomed out.
That is me. Like, everything that I've done and experienced has really evolved around dance and, mm-hmm. and gymnastics, little, you know, acrobats. They called it acrobats back in the day.
Oh.
But from there, I got a Pepsi commercial, because I could literally fly on the beach, on the beach blanket, up into the camera with the Pepsi can facing the camera.
Right.
Every other actor tried it, and there was all celebrities in this particular commercial too, the Heather Locklears of the world back in the day.
Right.
And I was the one that got to do it. And then I did a Toyota commercial, and it said, drop everything and get down to your Toyota dealer. So mm-hmm. here I am on the trapeze pointing my toes, but then I had a fall. But you have to fall gracefully. And from my dance background, I got to do that.
Yeah, the gross motor skills required for dance, the coordination, and then, you know, looking a certain way, which of course is a part of that equation when you're into modeling or anything, you know, in the entertainment field, obviously that was a piece of it as well. And all of this while sort of observing the business. And so I'm curious, of course, your former father-in-law and LA Lakers owner, Jerry Buss, you've attributed a lot of the business side of who you are today to him and what you learned. Share with us, if you can, some of the insights he had and how it sort of shaped how you think about the business.
Well, first of all, the late Dr. Buss, my former father-in-law, was just the most, just an incredible person that really took time to listen to things that you were maybe interested in. I remember that me and Johnny at the time wanted to do a workout video, and he sat us down and really told us what that would take, and if we really wanted to do it, to really take the steps to do it versus just throw ourselves into it.
Yeah.
So with that insight, he really taught us to be patient. He's such an amazing, gentle guy, and he never explodes as a word. He would just take every incident or opportunity and make it the best it could be. So I learned so much about how to handle things in business with, you know, even parents and how to treat them so that they become number one. It's not about you, it's about them. And just so many things that he directed us to so that we succeeded. And obviously he knew what he was doing. Incredible guy. Incredible man.
Sounds like a lot of it was about his patience. And now with your new series, I know that your mission, if I've got it right, is to, in your own way, with your own voice, begin to share some of the wisdom that you learned from Dr. Buss, as well as, you know, the combination of experiences in acting, modeling, the beauty area, exercise, of course, and then money management. It's wonderful because it all just wraps into this complete All About Kristy package, which now is available for others in video. Let's talk about the series and what we can expect as we roll into these episodes from All About Kristy.
Well, number one, it's just insights of just so many possibilities. I look at it as All About Kristy is the same as Ageless Ambitions with Confidence, because we, as wisdom type people who have done a lot of things, we have to still keep reaching for a lot of new things. Our age cannot defy us. We have to really keep pushing ahead. I've been a teacher all my life. And with that, it's not just about dance that I was helping children and young adults. I really taught them about life and how to respect people and to, you know, have time management. So there are so many things outside of dance within my teaching that I still have kids come back to me today and thank me for the things that I taught them outside of dance. Wow. So that's what All About Kristy is about. Positive reinforcement of things that they're doing in their lives, or new ways to look at things, or tips, insights. As you said in the beginning, I have such a colorful background, and I just love to give my word from all the experiences that I've had.
Wonderful, wonderful. Will each episode cover a different aspect of the All About piece? Is that how you see it unfolding?
I consider it like a hodgepodge of just life. You know, there's just things that I want to explain that I've done in my life that have brought me to where I'm at today. Mm-hmm. And then there's other things about, like you said earlier, saving money, how I do it. It doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have. It's just a great thing to know certain tips or certain ways to actually save a dime, save a dollar, save something. And I'm that kind of person. I've been that way my whole life. So those are the insights that I really love to express to certain people. And I do it all the time, even at my studio. So I take those things and I want to offer them to everybody out there so that, gosh, really, I can do that? And it's just an insight for me to give to them. And I love it. It's just, it feels good.
Yeah, the passion is absolutely there. And you know what strikes me, Kristy, is that, you know, you're teaching in many cases, I'm sure, young people about dancing and about acting and about modeling and about beauty and showing up maybe in the entertainment business, maybe just in life, all of the above, right? But this money management piece, and there's so little available. There's so little in terms of education about money management. If you look at what's happening with the used car bubble as one sort of blatant example of consumers and people in our society that just don't know how to manage their own money, it's so beautiful that you're taking time in the context of these career seekers to learn how to manage money, right?
Well, back in the day, remember, we had to like go to the bank, and if we wanted to withdraw any kind of money, you had to tell them how much you wanted and then maybe come back 2 days later to pick it up. I mean, everything is so ATM. Even dancers feel like they can learn so fast. ATM dancing, I call it. And just taking a step back to really understand what it takes to to do these things. It's it's not just that fast. And then you learn how to do so many other things by money management. From that, you learn how to buy a house down the road because you've really understood the fact of what it's going to take to even think about that down the road. So people just spend money. And if you're doing that, there's no future. There's commercials about it all the time. What are people going to do when they're 70 and they have nothing to stand for? So for me, I just like to do the small little things that get them interested in, wow, that if I did that, I could save $1,000 a year. I like that.
Right.
That's a great tip.
That's right. You're just really grounding them. And largely it's emotional preparedness or emotional intelligence around money and around understanding that we're swimming in this environment with all these messages coming at us constantly. And so amidst a career track that admittedly is geared towards fashion and geared towards flashy and geared towards the entertainment industry, to have a voice like yours, Christy, that can ground them and slow it all down and get them away from this ATM mentality, this fast food thing. Someone once said that taking on a business or a career because you want to make money is a bad idea. And, you know, I think as I listen to you, at the core of who you are is it's about you need to have the passion for the actual dancing, the modeling, the beauty, the dance, committing yourself in a really, really deep emotional way, right?
Definitely. And I do have that emotion. I am emotional.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. So this is very exciting. So you have a YouTube channel. So folks listening can go out to the YouTube channel. It's called, of course, All About Christy, and find many, many videos. You'll be continually in production. How often do you release? It's every Wednesday, right?
Yes, I post every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And it's a great thing, too, because it gives me the opportunity to think about what I'm going to do. And then I inspire myself so that we have something to look forward to even outside of all the things that I've already done.
Yeah.
So it gives me just some ambition for myself, and it makes me be better for me. And so that's another level that I take it. So, and then there's like other activities that I'm doing, like I'm going to be going to Detroit next weekend, and I'm following one of my students who I had when she was 7 years old, and she was from Japan, no English.
Wow.
And she's now 18, and she's going to be in the Olympics, the ice dancing. So I'm going to go train her a little bit, and we're going to do a little bit of, you know, filming of that so that we can show what she did when she was with me at a young age, when she was only going to be doing some ballet, but she ended up being in my company for almost 5 years because she loved dance so much.
Wow.
And so I'm excited to do that. Great inspiration for even young skaters, because she was a figure skater, but she actually grew too tall. So she loved dance so much. So it was almost like a puzzle for me that this is what she should be doing. So she's ice dancing, and I can't wait. I can't wait to see her, and I can't wait to see her, you know, her goals of getting into the Olympics.
It's very exciting and a great example about how you'll be following people that you've worked with over the years through the series, so we can really begin to storytell and see the effects of the All About Christy, about you, really informing and really influencing a younger generation of dancers, modeling professionals, actors, and the like.
Definitely.
Great
definitely.
Stuff. So once again, the website is christycbuss.com. And of course, we're talking today with Christy about her new series, All About Christy, which you can find on her YouTube channel. Just search for the series All About Christy on YouTube. Christy, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much, David. I really appreciate it.